This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 1st September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect mild temperatures, ideal for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Haifa remains a bit cloudy. As night falls, temperatures will stay comfortable, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has struck Gaza in an operation involving a reported raid by an Israel-backed militia. Three individuals are said to have been killed. Also, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, a series of attacks in the Gaza Strip has resulted in the death of eight Palestinians. The attacks targeted a vehicle and involved exchanges of gunfire. Also this hour, Forward reports that Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion defense deal. This agreement aims to protect against regional threats. Separately, I-24 News reveals that the Lebanese army wants the IDF to remain in southern Lebanon. This request arises from fears of a Hezbollah return. And finally, in earlier reporting, the Jerusalem Post covers the UN's call for a ceasefire in the region. The international body urges both sides to halt hostilities and return to negotiations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gideon Sa'ar, former Israeli minister, posted earlier today about the expulsion of Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News also reported on this expulsion, highlighting that Dutch diplomats have 1 week to leave Israel. This move comes as the Dutch parliament bans trade in certain Israeli products. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, commented on Netanyahu's government's actions, noting Itamar Ben-Gvir's controversial statements. These include a ban on UNRWA, claiming it supports terror. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel, the IDF strikes in Gaza aim to remove threats to security forces. This military action follows an operation by an anti-Hamas armed group. The situation remains tense, and the impact on civilian life in Gaza is substantial. Turning to the series of attacks in the Gaza Strip reported by Israel Hayom, the intense strikes in the western part of the city included damage to a vehicle. Hamas has called for retaliation, raising concerns of further escalation in the region. Meanwhile, the defense deal between Israel and Greece, detailed by Forward, involves a multi-layered anti-missile system. This agreement strengthens military ties amid growing regional tensions. The deal could significantly alter the defense landscape in the Mediterranean. In Lebanon, I-24 News reports the Lebanese army's call for the IDF to stay in the south. This request arises from fears of a Hezbollah return, highlighting the complex security dynamics at play. The situation underscores the fragile peace in the area. Finally, the UN's call for a ceasefire, covered by the Jerusalem Post, emphasizes the urgent need for diplomacy. As the international community watches closely, any progress towards peace remains critical for regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Rafael celebrates the sale of David's Sling to Greece. This marks a significant expansion of Israeli defense technology in Europe. Separately, CTEC covers insights from Vega Security's Eran Ayalon. He discusses the challenges of cybersecurity, emphasizing Israel's role as a leader in the field. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a positive trend in savings. Meitav's initial data show a recovery in long-term savings, with significant gains for investors. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.